Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from sunny Buffalo. It's supposed to be a nice warm day. Not as warm as New York City. Apparently, it's going to get up to 70 in New York City tomorrow. But we're happy with the 50 degree because that means no snow. So just want to welcome everyone to the Saturday Coach's Corner call, that's hard to say, brought to you by the Hope Collection. So I just want to welcome everyone, wish you a happy Saturday. I'm sure we'll have some more people joining us as we go along. It's early yet for a March Saturday morning. Excuse me. Ron, if you want to say, Ron Clayton is the president of the Hope Collection, and he's here just to impart a few words of wisdom this morning.
I'm excited that we have another Saturday and that we're broadcasting and sending hope around the world. And it's really kind of neat because what we're doing is absolutely the complete opposite of what the rest of the world is, their topic of discussion is. There's too many people spending time watching bombs and bullets and people killed and murdered, and that doesn't lift anybody up. The only thing you can do is say some prayers for some people and pray that there can be some intervention wiser minds and people with principles will step up to the plate and do what's necessary to resolve the issues that are there. And it's all about power. And on the side of what we do, we have power too. We forget that. We forget that because we're on the side of the Lord, that we got all the power in the world. He created this whole universe. Boom, it's here. He created every one of us. Wow. Amazing. And he created every animal and everything that's on the face of the earth. He created. You might say he's got a pretty good checkbook to back all this up. So he's got all the power in the world. And if we just, dedicate ourselves to being in a relationship with him and letting him be a part of our, not us a part of his world, let him be a part of our world. Boy, oh boy, great things can and do happen. So it's like, the miracle, Derek, who joined us, I know, a couple years ago, he loves to help people. And Derek loves to help people by giving them hope. So he orders and buys hope cards that tell people about the Hope Collection. And then we work and follow up with him. And then he works with his sponsor, Robert Oakley. And they turn around, and what they do together is they lead people into the various benefits that the Hope Collection delivers. And by doing that, we're making this a better world. Dear friend of mine who was on the phone a bunch of times yesterday, Len Cain. He's an American hero. He's been decorated fighter pilot. He was the captain of a crew that met with the dignitaries and kings and queens and presidents around the world when the USS Enterprise, the first atomic aircraft carrier, went around the world. And Len was the spokesperson. He led the delegation. And then he started Golden Rule Society. And now he created the Kindness Campaign. Well, out of that, they have recognized Len Cain for nominating him to be the Nobel Peace Prize. And a couple of years ago, he actually came in second place. I mean, they nominated a handful of people every year. He came in second place. He also, this year, has been recognized. They've given him a new title. He's the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award. And that's pretty a great achievement. Well, he's part of our group here, guys. So when you go and, like, Derek goes out and talks to people, what he's got in his back pocket, what he's got in his backpack, he's got Len Cain, he's got Joel Griffin, he's got this whole team, all you, to back him up. That's power, guys. And so that's why we're making progress to change the world. So excited to be doing it. We'll be talking to you more about some of the new things coming on. We had our first board meeting this year with the whole New Hope Collection board, and we're making progress to move everything forward. And so we'll be talking about that. So I'm going to turn it back to Linda, and I think some other folks have joined us.
Yes, yes. Hello. Thanks for joining.
Hi there. It's Gary and Linda.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Gary and Linda. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, is our guy home? Did he make it back?
Yeah, everything's fine. Had a great time.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I can't wait to see his pictures and hear about his trip. When Ron and I were there, we just loved Universal Studios. We found it very clever, and you know, it was neat. So, it's smaller, obviously, than Disney, but it's still a pretty good sized park. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it was nice celebrating your anniversary together. That was a great time that the four of us were together to celebrate.
Yeah, that's great. So we're just excited to move forward and keep learning more about all the different opportunities. I like that the Hope Collection has so many different ways to help people, to help create stability for our own family and to help other families and people as well. So keep following through with people.
Perfect. Yes. Yes. And that's it. You know, with the Hope Collection being like this umbrella, there's so many different aspects, and there's so many, both with 7K medals, which is wonderful. It's really exciting to, we got a new coin the other day, so we're collecting silver coins, and, with State Animals is the series that Ron and I are getting, and it's really so pretty. Yeah, a buffalo from Kansas, which surprised me, but okay. I didn't know there were bisons or buffalo in Kansas, but apparently
that's
that was really cool.
Yeah,
okay.
We got a bluebird. Yeah, oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, so I think we're getting to get to our it's pretty. Yeah.
But then there's also travel. There's I can't even think of. There's so many different aspects, that we can take advantage of in-home shopping and having, so many of your products just delivered right to your house, all your nutrition and vitamins and minerals and things, household products delivered right to your house, which, it's getting more and more common for people just to shop and have everything delivered, and even groceries from different sites. I still like to actually go and pick out what I want, but in a pinch, and for somebody with young kids or elderly, in-home, having everything delivered is really the way to go. So, all the certifications and classes that you can take through the Hope Collection is amazing. We were speaking with Rick Reese, and his daughter had gotten certifications from the online
expert rating.
Expert rating, and when she landed a new position, that aided in her getting the position and at a higher remuneration. So, I mean, just besides what she already knew, the certifications just really put her over the top. So that was really cool to hear. I have a frog in my throat today for some odd reason.
Ribbit, 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 ribbit.
I just remember Joni Schneider with her. We always had a frog in her throat. When we were in the young, remember, Linda, we were all in the young married group. So, excuse me.
The old married.
Yeah, we're in the old married group now. Yes, Ron and I went to a marriage encounter weekend and actually won the award for being married the longest of anybody. And there was over 100 people there, so that was kind of funny that we've been married the longest. But we weren't the oldest, I pointing out. There's a difference there. So anyways, but actually we're... going to pick up my mom and take her out to lunch today. So that's really exciting. So we're having a little outing for her. So that
we're making her Mardi Gras. We're gonna get her beads and
either that or I'll give her all the green ones for St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, there we go. She'll like that.
Yeah. So, but that's the one thing. And Linda, you're aware of it too. At nursing homes and assisted living places, they have all kinds of really neat activities for everybody. And so I'm sure they'll be doing something for St. Patrick's Day, especially since we're in South Buffalo. But excuse me. Sorry to keep clearing my throat. So, anyone else on the call have plans for this weekend? It's supposed to be, tomorrow will be a little rainy, but it's going to be a lot warmer than, and hopefully all the snow will be gone by Monday. That's my
plan.
What's that?
Supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yes, in Buffalo it's going to be raining.
Yeah.
But that will make all the piles of the snow banks that have been pushed up by the snow plows, help them go away. So that would be good.
60 tomorrow. What's that feel?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Down to 20 again. It'll be 60.
So... I'm sorry, I'm very congested today. I don't mean to keep clearing my throat in your ear.
Are you stuck up? Are you stuck
up? I'm stuck up. I'm stuffed up.
Hey, I do have something I can share with everybody. You know, we've been working with Chuck Vollmer. The Hope Collection is working with Chuck Vollmer in the Jobonomics Economic Community Development Program. Last week, a press release was given to, well, it went to every newspaper in the state of Florida and Georgia because they announced that the filing for the Orlando Lab program, which is connected with the Jobonomics and the Hope Collection, which creates economic and educational and housing development programs in 10 cities in Florida, and the proposal has been presented to several high-ranking government officials, senators, and was received very positively, and they're going in to do the investigation of how much money that we can receive. We asked for $100 million, guys. I'll say that again. We asked for $100 million. This is no small potatoes, little group kind of thing, standing on the corner and handing out things. Those are all good things to do. But we're talking about true, real economic development. Let me share with you what's in a program. First one that I think we talked, the most important thing we have was called the Digital Academy, and it's been determined that in the future, going forward from today, right now, right this minute, where the greatest number of jobs and businesses are coming from is the Internet. In fact, Jobonomics program, Digital Academy, and people going to this, it's a school. And it will be in a brand new, spanking, state-of-the-art building of operation, and all set up and equipped with the most modern technology and capabilities and software that exists in the world. And as a result, Digital Academy will produce 100 businesses a month. That's job. Businesses. Now, this is a pretty, pretty strong element in economic development. The other area besides the Digital Academy, we're going to be having international travel, tourism. And it'll be run by this guy, you might be familiar with, a guy named Rick Reese. And that division of the Jobonomics program, by the way, I just told you about the unit that's being set up in 10 cities in Florida, just for everybody in the north. We have a proposal that this week or next week, early next week, we're meeting with the mayor of Niagara Falls and our state senator. And we're proposing the Western New York Jobonomics Economic Development Program, which will include travel and tourism segment, the Digital Academy for the digital internet world development. These are schools, guys, where literally hundreds of veterans and young people, old people don't matter, but we're able to get trained to develop and own and create ownership opportunities. When they're done with their training, they come out business owners first. They can get a job. They can use their education to do that. There are people that's just what they want to do, but there are a lot of people that want to have ownership. So through the tourism travel segment of the Jobonomics program, that segment will open them up. And one of the options that they will have is a little program that some of you on the phone are familiar with. You might have heard of a company called Service 365. And you may or may not know this, but the Hope Collection owns a Service 365 business. So when people come out of the Jobonomics educational program and they decide they want to get in business, in the travel business, they're going to, the Hope Collection is sponsoring people into that, and they will be Hope members, also Hope Collection members. Now, what happens from that is that it's going to create a income stream for the Hope Collection. This has got incredible ramifications, folks. Also, to put the program on, although the company has all the, Travel Agent Academy, we're going to need advisors and counselors. And guess what? Advisors and counselors get paid. So what we're doing is we're setting it up so that people utilizing the benefit of having another outreach to people, veterans and first responders, they're going to be able to get the education and the programs and the training and establish having an income credit. So, when Artie decided that she wanted to make sure that Joel's legacy and his vision was going to continue, the benefits that are just starting to roll into place that are going to go is truly a tribute that any one of us, we're all proud about that, and we're excited. And Artie, I'm so glad you joined us this morning, because I just was talking about what is developing through the Jobonomics program and how it's going to benefit the Hope Collection.
Yes, I understand that. I'm very grateful, and I'm looking forward to, helping in any way I can with that pursuit. So I am very grateful for the connection and the excitement of moving it forward.
Well, I didn't know if you maybe through all the, the myriad of paperwork that you're going through and going through 40 years of business and businesses and programs and relations as you're doing this with the accountants and things like that, you might or might not remember or realize that when Joel and I, when you met, when Joel met Rick Reese through Burl Walk on the Girls World program in television, well, that's where he met Rick Reese. And, of course, that's where he met Lynn Kane also. Anyways, when Rick Reese and Joel, you guys got connected, you and Brenda and Rick in here, Rick signed and they registered the Hope Collection as a, it's called ABO, which the Hope Collection owns the travel site. They own a travel company. And didn't even, I may or may not realize it to the level. And what we're doing and what is being done is that program is going to be initiated into, and Rick has created a whole curriculum for the travel and tourism business, which will be a elective in the Digital Academy Training Education Center at these programs that are right now. Of course, we had the press release about what's going on in Florida, but up here in the north, we've got, you know, Western New York and then into Pennsylvania, and then over in Eastern New York, we've got another project program that's evolving, and that's working with the Salvation Army, by the way, artists. And that has really different areas and things going forward. But coming back to each of the presentations, when we make a presentation to the different categories of business and government that we're filing our proposals with, who provide the funding, either in private or government sector, every one of them includes the travel and also includes the digital, and also includes ePantry. Because we bring all those opportunities and programs to the table for the types of areas that someone, when they've gone through the training and, you know, pass, whatever you call it, when they're securing that, now the whole key is through this digital academy, which produces 100 businesses a month. Not jobs. Businesses. And
that's
so
great.
What we're doing is we're putting in the hands of people. You talk about hope. You talk about legacy.
Absolutely.
You talk about creating generational prosperity. I think we're talking about Joel Griffin all over again, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know he's clapping up in heaven.
Also, Linda had mentioned a little earlier, I do want to make everybody aware that 7K Metals, and Joel had shared with everybody that was affiliated through the Hope Collection, the program of 7K Metals, which is an opportunity to Joel felt it was important in our world today, in the climate and in the economics of what's happening outside of our control. We have no control what the value of our money is. But we all need it to live on, and we have to be stewards. And so Joel vetted, looked into this organization, this company's organization that allows people, and we're still able in this country to be able to secure precious metal money. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but it's both in bullion and in collectible coins, which the collectible coins edition, you can create equity, like building a house. And, you know, and a house takes 30 years to get some value out of increasing value in most cases. With 7K Metals, I can tell you with a very small, and I give this testimony, I'm proud of it, and it's accurate. And so I can say it. Lynn and I took a small amount of money and dedicated it to decided we took advantage of the 7K Metal program. So if I'm sharing with you as a whole project, I better have my mouth and where my money is. So we did. And we took some small amount of money, and this is not a recommendation or requirement or anything like that. But what it did is we have increased the value of what we have invested in, and we had the coins. We got a new one, artist. We got a buffalo the other day. It's a beautiful,
all right,
sculpted coin with a buffalo. It was from He's from Kansas. That's where Buffalo came from.
Kansas,
Buffalo. The Buffalo roll in Buffalo, you know? Well, anyways, this coin is a beautiful buffalo, on the, you know, like on the plains. And you go to the zoo, you go out the plains to see one live. But we got this coin. Now, it costs X amount of dollars, but because it's a collectible coin and it has an ascending value, in our total investment, we've increased our investment by $700 or $800.
Right.
In 6 months,
and that's what's really neat about that, the whole setup with 7K, is the fact that not only do we get the silver and gold at dealer pricing, but the Sound Money wallet and the other additions that they have, so that you can actually scan a code for each of your metals and put them in the Sound Money wallet, and you can actually go in and find out how the value of each one is escalating. And so there's so many layers to what's available. And I just listened to several messages from the founders, and what credible men these are. They made a decision. All of them had very high success in other areas prior to this and really didn't need to start a business, but they were so compelled to help others and realizing that financial dismal that our country is in right now, and realize that the security of silver and gold is so much more, has so much more value to it than what we use on a daily basis to get our gas and everything else. As you can see, you know, gas is going up and up and up and up. And so, you know, I was just thinking as I was looking at the website the other day, everything is on the website on how you can connect with other people and their passion, the founders' passions. When they speak, they said they were so tired of hearing some of their friends be in desperate situations that they decided they were going to do something about it. And so I was so impressed with the credibility of each one of them. And it's not for their gain at all. It's for each of us to be able to have more security for our financial future as well as the next generation. I have 5 grandsons, and I want to make sure they can have a lifestyle and not be in such bondage by an employer or not. And so I just encourage people to investigate that and, you know, talk to somebody that could guide them and direct them into the steps they need to take. So I have to get off because I have another call coming in. So,
great to hear from you, Artis.
Thank you so much, Artis.
Yes, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it so much. Have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like Ron said, we had some funds in a savings account that wasn't earning interest. It was costing us every month to have the money in it.
They were charging me $12 a month, Linda, to keep my money in their bank. And I was losing, not only was I losing the money there. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but let me share something very clearly. If you've seen anything on television in the last 3 weeks, and if you know the last 2 weeks, you know that in the international market of money, the Russian ruble is now worth less than a penny.
Yes.
Now, don't think that, you know, that's terrible. That really is. But, guys, the American dollar is only worth 7 cents.
Oh.
We have lost value. So having dollars is not the key. Having your money in things that are going to increase in value is stewardship. This is good use of God's provision to make it grow. I think of the story of the five talents. And what Joel did is he gave us talents. And, you know, some people are going to say, you know, no, that's not for me. I don't trust it. I don't trust the people. What? I just shared with you her intentions. Do you think anybody could, do you think for a moment anybody would be able to do one over on an artist? Never. She knows.
You know
she's
what
a
else
smart
is,
woman, business woman.
What Go else ahead. Is really important? When you think about it, the coins are very portable. Most of our, you know, a lot of our funds, you know, are in our checking account and things. Our coins are with us, or they're in a vault that is, you know, the 7K takes care of. So right there, you have the portability of having funds, which as we, you know, invest more, you know, I mean, I just see all these people fleeing the Ukraine. My uncle's Ukrainian, was Ukrainian. And, you know, just the fact that they have to, you know, they couldn't stop at an ATM, you know, and get their money out. They had to leave everything. And it's not that I'm expecting that to ever happen here, but then they never expected it to happen there either. But the thing is with 7K, and then we can go on to something else, but I just like the fact that, you know, we do have, you know, gold and silver. We need more gold, honey. But gold and silver, you know, it makes a difference. So, and that's why I'm excited about sharing it with other people, because especially now when people can realize that, hey, you know, there really is something to be said about having having your money grow instead of just sitting. Not that we had a whole bunch in the savings, but we were losing money every month. And so instead we turned and invested in our own business, our own 7K business, and buying silver and gold. So anyways, I'm preaching to the choir, because Gary and Linda, you're doing the same thing. So and as right now, it's just the three of us. So.
Hey, Linda, Offerville?
Yes.
Is Brian available?
He's asleep.
Oh.
Okay. He's worn out. I'll tell you what. Two things that will totally wear you out. One is sitting in a lobby of a hospital, waiting in an emergency room with a patient, even if it's a loved one. Number one, that is the most draining, boring, tired, makes you tired once you go to sleep. And the other place is an airport. Those are the two most draining places to be on the face of the earth. I hate waiting in airports. But you know what? On the other end of getting to the airport is your dream. It's easy to forget sitting in the airport when you start thinking about the dream and going on the different exciting rides if you're in an amusement park, or going to the beach and looking at the beautiful water and the sun shining down over the blue sky and the turquoise clear waters. And maybe you're in a place where there's dolphins and you get to swim with the dolphins. Or if you make a mistake like I did years ago, I was swimming with the sharks and the barracuda. I did. I swam with the barracudas, guys. I didn't know it. Ignorance was bliss. I remember the attorney that was with us said, Rod, do you realize they could have chopped you up in a second? They don't need provocation. They will attack you. They're barracuda. And so I thought they were pretty silverfish.
My brother Ray was attacked by a barracuda when he was scuba diving one time. He had a silver stripe on his wetsuit, which was really kind of stupid because that attracted them and they attacked.
That's not quite the dream I was talking about, guys. We had a wonderful time in that cruise. I remember when at dinner time the staff all came out in like tropical wild. Well, I owned one just like it. These red tropical fruit and toucans, these shirts, and they had white pants on, and they came out, and the music started blaring, and what happened was that they were serving up Baked Alaska, flaming Baked Alaska, and they carried it on their heads, big tray, and they came to every table, and then they blew the flame out, and we had Baked Alaska for dessert, and it was so impressive. You know, it's just like they do over here at the cafeteria, you know, when I go for a hot dog, you know, we go out to dinner. I mean, let me tell you something. It was impressive.
Turned off all the lights, and then they all came in.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was like 1988, something like that.
85, as a matter of fact. It goes way back. Well, you know, we were just so blessed to be able to do some traveling. And Gary and Linda, I know they love to cruise. They just love, they like having, getting to a place, throwing your luggage, throwing your clothes in the drawers, throwing your luggage underneath, and then just go play. Go to the dive-in theater, watch movies, go down to the entertainment, watch the shows. And then, in between all those things, you have to eat. And you start out with breakfast, maybe you go to the restaurant and you have a, you open up, there's a menu, and you sit down, and they prepare everything you want, anything. Everything and anything. And unlike going here, like when you open the menu at Denny's, at the right-hand side it says $8 or $10. And here, there's no prices. You just eat to your heart's content. And that's breakfast. And then at lunch, oh, my goodness, the buffet line, the food they had, fresh-carved roast beef, fresh-carved ham, all kinds of specialties. Sandwiches, you can get the big tall. You could go get a guy burger. You know, the guy on TV with the white hair and the red Camaro. And he invented, he has a chain. He has a chain of guy burger restaurants on the cruise ships, Carnival. And you can go make your own guy burger with French onion straws on top of it and cheese and all the sauces. And all the, you know, you can make it 5 foot tall, you know, amazing.
You're making me hungry.
Or you can go have a lobster roll. Or you can have steak for dinner. They have a nice bottle of wine, water, white wine on the table. When it comes to dessert, Gary, how many times did you order desserts? They had chocolate dessert and ice cream desserts and all kinds of desserts over and over. And you can order as many as you want. One gal who was with us on the cruise to Mexico, Cindy, she didn't know that the main meal, the big buffet, not buffet, the big sit-down dinner, Kurt and Cindy didn't realize that was included in the cruise. So they didn't come down to them from their room because they didn't want to be embarrassed. So finally we got them to come down, and Rick Reese talked to them quietly, and they cried because they didn't come because they didn't have money for a big dinner. And you know what? Cindy loves shrimp. I found this out. So every time their waiter, their server came over to him, I would grab him first. And whatever she ordered, like she ordered a shrimp cocktail, I had him bring two. And so she just kept doing that. And when her dessert came, I had him bring two desserts. They just never knew how great a cruise could be. It was all you could eat. And you go swimming, go in the hot tub. Pretty cool, huh, Gary?
Yeah, I can't wait till we can start cruising again. Because what I love about a cruise,
is that you only have to unpack once, and everything is kind of self-contained. You don't have to. And what I like about it, too, is if you need to rest during the afternoon, you don't have to take a bus back to a hotel. You just walk, you know, take the elevator to your floor, go to your room, and, you know, it's so easy and convenient. So, what was that?
I do that all the time.
Yes, I know. That's why I mentioned it. But it's true, and, you know, and we've been, people are really looking forward to traveling again. We have, Ron has calls every day. Right now he's putting together a trip for 11 people. They're just, he's finding all different places, you know, giving them all kinds of different ideas of where to go, and that's what they're investigating right now, because they're not going until August, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have time that we were just finding something that all 11 people would want to do, which is always fun to get 11 people doing all the same thing. But, and, you know, he's working on cruises for other people. It's really neat because now people are just saying, I've been stuck at home for so long. You know, I want a safe place to go, but I want something fun. And so it really is a really neat time right now, because people are itching to not just you know, long distance travel. We also can offer discount tickets. We were talking to somebody else about, in Toronto, there's a Ripley's Aquarium. I know Ron and Gary went to the Ripley's Aquarium in Gatlinburg, but we've gone to the one in Toronto, and it is amazing. And through Surge, we get an unbelievable price. When my niece and, you know, brother took their kids, grandkids, up to Toronto for it, they paid full price. It's like, how silly. You don't have to pay full price. Talk to us, because we have, so it's not just long distance trips. There's activities and different venues that we can really help. A travel agent can get really good prices. So, well, it's 9:42, and I am getting ready to take my mom out to lunch. We're having picking her up. It's the first time, other than one trip to the hospital, that she's been out of the nursing home since she got there. So we're taking her out just for lunch and back. But it's going to be fun. There's going to be five of us. So it would just be a nice outing for mom. Then later in the end of March, beginning of April, and anyone that wants to join us, we'd love to have too. We're going to the Botanical Gardens for the Easter show, the spring show. It's just, the whole Botanical Garden is full of tulips and daffodils, and it's just really one of our favorite things to do every year. So we'll be doing that at the the end of March, beginning of April, they put that show on, and it's just a wonderful time. So that's another thing, outing that we're going to be doing. So if you guys would like to join us, that would be wonderful too.
Where is the Pinnacle Gardens at? Where is that at?
In South Buffalo. It's a beautiful glass.
It's a architecture is historic for a huge greenhouse that they've got trees. They got banana trees growing in there. And, they got Venus flytrap, fly eating plants. It's really cool.
Not in the same room. But it's one of our favorite places. Actually, it's one of the places that growing up that we would play at because we lived down the street from the botanical garden. So we, you know, it was just one of those, you know, magical places. And in fact, it has improved since when we were kids. They have put a lot of time and effort into refurbishing the building itself. So it's really a great thing. So, but it's just, you know, it's just, my point is just, you know, just be out and about and just saying hi to people. Garrick, you said that you met some folks at a coffee shop the other day. And it's coffee shops are great for that because everyone's very relaxed and just sitting and chatting. We don't drink coffee, but, you know, we do drink hot cocoa. So, you know, we have done the same thing. And just take a relaxing time and just go and say hi to people. And so, and hand them a hope card. Hand them one of your business cards. We have several business cards, both for travel, both for ePantry, and a general one with, you know, just Ron's, you know, name on it. I have a card of my own. Because one of our partner stores is Vistaprint, and they have some really good deals on business cards. You don't have to buy 1,000, you know. In fact, it's best not to buy 1,000. It's best to buy a smaller quantity, and then your goal is to get rid of them because they don't do any good sitting in a box. I found out, you know, I had a whole box with an old address that I came across. It's like, no, let's, you know, get a smaller amount, maybe 500, maybe 250, and see how fast you can get them into other people's hands. So that's our goal for this week, is see how many cards we can get rid of. So, well, it's 9:46. I was going to say 9:45, 9:46, unless anyone wants to have any final thoughts, final good wishes.
Thank everyone, and we look forward to a great week of blog radio and new things happening, and we'll keep you posted every day on what's going on with the Hope Collection. Thank you, everybody.
All righty. Y'all have a great day, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.